Today is August 15th, 2018. I'm the curator, and this is the Curator Show. One person can only do so much. One person can only have so many skills as well. So how do you get something done when you don't know anything about it? By outsourcing. You either outsource the task to an employee who is more qualified to complete it than you, or to a freelancer. Unfortunately, working with a freelancer raises a whole new set of problems and questions. How do you find one? How do you know you could trust them? Is that their real work? Are they actually talented? In this episode, I'm going to be focusing on how to pick a graphic designer and why you should learn a bit about Adobe Illustrator. Finding and working with a graphic designer is a very common and often necessary undertaking. When many people start clothing brands, they have a great design idea and a lot of sketches, but they don't know a single thing about how to bring it to life. First off, I recommend becoming literate in Adobe Illustrator. Illustrator is the industry standard for almost all things graphic design related, with occasional exceptions. This is due to its advanced interface and the fact that it uses vectors, which is important when it comes to printing designs. If you want to be even semi-successful in the clothing industry, I would highly recommend that you, at the very least, learn the basics of Illustrator. You can still outsource design work to a more skilled designer, but being literate in Illustrator can help you better identify which artists are skilled and which are not. Take your time searching for designers and be thorough. The first few months after you start a new business are both exciting and terrifying. You have officially started to bring something that started as a simple idea to life. The one drawback of this is that it leads many to rush every move they make or job they need to do. Rushing means lower quality, less attention, and an increased chance of making mistakes. One thing that you absolutely should not rush is finding the right designer. I understand how excited you are to have started this new journey. I know you really want to see your designs come to life right away, so you can immediately start showing everybody and doing all the wrong things. But take my word when I say this will benefit you in the long run. Finding the right designer will save you a lot of long-term trouble and make everything more seamless for both you and your company. This is how I failed to do that. I started my first successful business back in 2013 and didn't know a single thing about graphic design or Adobe Illustrator. For years, I knew that at some point I would have to spend money on the Creative Cloud and spend the time to learn it, but I wanted to hold off as long as possible since it's expensive. Lucky for me, a big supporter of my business referred me to a graphic designer that he worked with a lot. I hit him up and he was really friendly, professional, and his prices were unbelievably low. I ended up working with him for the following 3 or 4 years. Sadly, right when I was starting my clothing brand in 2016, he picked up a new job somewhere and was no longer available to do any work for me. This meant I had to find a new designer. It would be my first time having to find one myself since my first one was referred to me. I already had a guy in mind, so I hit him up right away. I'm not going to drop names, but in the past he had been a writer for a very well-known and successful sneaker blog. He was also in school for graphic design. Based off those two things alone, I figured he would be a good fit. In addition to that, we already knew each other as well from my past work with shoes. He seemed like the perfect candidate. I commissioned him to transform a bunch of rough drafts I had mocked up into complete final versions. During our initial conversations about the order, I was very thorough and detailed about what I wanted done, what style I wanted, and what the end product was supposed to look like. He quoted me $800, with 50% to be paid before the job and 50% after. It sounded like a good deal to me because I knew many graphic designers charged way more than that, so I hopped right on it. Long story short, he completed the job and we worked together easily, but something still seemed off to me. There were little things here and there that I still wasn't satisfied with, but my dumbass decided to forget about it. My first attempt at starting that clothing brand ultimately failed. It failed for a large number of reasons. Some were in my control, and some were not. The designs weren't the only reason the brand failed, but they definitely played a part. I placed part of the blame on myself because conceptually they were my designs, but the final execution of them wasn't perfect either. In fact, it wasn't until about a year later, when I took a class on Adobe Illustrator and learned how to do designing myself, that I realized how bad the final designs were. Maybe he knew they were bad and just wanted to rip me off since I didn't know better. Maybe he was actually just a bad designer. Maybe there was some sort of unforeseen issue that caused it. In the end, though, it's my fault, because I'm the one that decided to work with him, and I could have easily prevented that had I properly done my research and gone with a different artist. My biggest mistake in all of this was making the assumption that because of his past work with that huge sneaker blog, he was automatically a credible human being and graphic designer. That's why you need to thoroughly do your research and be semi-literate in Illustrator yourself. You see, if I knew anything about Illustrator at the time, I would have known that the guy I worked with did the bare minimum and sent me some extremely basic, trashy designs. Today in 2018, with my current graphic design skills, I could do the work that he did in a day or two. I'm not even in design school. Unfortunately, I knew nothing about Illustrator, so I didn't realize how low quality the job was. I also want to make it clear that I'm not recording this to rant or complain about something that happened a long time ago. The point of this is to prevent other people from making the same mistakes I did, and hopefully save some money. So here's the moral of the story. Just like I previously said, I went on to learn about graphic design and Illustrator myself. Later, when I made a second attempt at launching that clothing brand, I did all of the designing myself. To this day, every single item that I've sold through that business has been designed by me from start to finish. You don't need to be as hands-on as I am, because for one, there's still plenty of things I don't know how to do in Illustrator, and for two, it takes up a lot of time. And I'm sure there's a lot more skilled people out there than you or I that could do the work that we need done. What you need to do is learn the basics of Illustrator and take your time finding the right artist to work with. Trust me, in the long run, it will save you a good amount of trouble and potentially money as well. As always, if you have any questions, DM us on Instagram at thecuratorblog or email us at contact@curatorblog.com. And we'll either reply to you directly or answer your question in a future episode. Thanks for listening.